You're listening to the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, welcome back. Let's shift gears and think about something that actually is very important to our summer here in Port Huron, and that's sailboat racing. Tyson Connolly from Port Huron Yacht Club is on the line. You're going to do the Chicago this weekend, and then, of course, you'll turn around and do the Port Huron race next weekend. So you're going to spend a little time out on the lake.
Yeah, I certainly am. Dennis, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, no, excited to be getting over to Chicago. We're going to be flying over there on Friday afternoon and hopping aboard details on Saturday morning, and then heading off to Mackinac Island. I think our start's about a little before 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
All right, so Lake Michigan compared to Lake Huron, because I know that there are big differences.
Yeah, no, there really are. Actually, although the Chicago race is longer, it's actually generally a little, dare I say, easy. I'm going to pay for that, I know, this year, because it looks like we're going to have a lot of north wind. But generally with the trade winds, the west, southwesterly trade winds, it's more of a fetch, if you will, up to Mackinac Island doing the Chicago race, whereas the Port Huron race, at least if you're doing the Cove Island course, you head over to Cove Island, and then you have to head directly due west into those trade winds into Mackinac Island. So generally through that process, you're beating into the wind as opposed to going with it. So the Chicago race also a little bit more, I would say, scenic with the dunes and going around the islands up in northern Michigan, up by, you know, Traverse City and Leland and Beaver Island and places like that. You know, I've only actually done that race three times, the Chicago race, but certainly each time was very picturesque, I guess I would say.
Yeah, you haven't had it in rough weather yet, have you?
I have not.
Because I understand.
Might be the first one, because
yeah.
I'm looking at the weather right now, and I got to tell you, come like Sunday afternoon, evening, it's looking a little bit on the rough side. So
I understand Lake Michigan can get a little choppy.
Yeah, certainly it can. I have yet to experience Chicago to Mackinac like that, but certainly a number of people over there talk about it. So this might be the first one, but we'll keep our eye on the weather forecast. And it's only Wednesday, so a lot can change between now and then. So we'll see. Right now, I don't know if they can determine whether it's going to rain or not rain or what's going on, but you know, I'm sure we're definitely going to get rain if it's anything's been, if it's going to be consistent like it's been this year, I guess.
That's not really the issue, though. As long as you've got wind that isn't, you know, hurricane force, you guys are fine in the rain, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We had actually a lot of rain last year in the Chicago race. The thing that I think is the probably the worst thing you can get, well, besides obviously no wind out there on the on either race, is the bugs. We did the Chicago Mackinac 2 years ago on Hellbent on Eric Schwanz's One Design 35, and we had a biblical fly event on that boat. It was incredible.
And they bite.
Anything like that, we want to stay away from anything like that. No wind and flies is the worst.
Because those are the flies that bite. Details is a good boat. Who's on it with you?
Yeah, that's actually Lance Smotherman's boat. Lance resides now in Naples, but he's also has a home here in Harrison Township. We actually have some Port Huron flair to this boat. Well, myself and then actually John Robbins of Robbins in Insurance there. He's on the boat this year, along with Glenn Hummel, who's formerly from Port Huron. He now lives down in Royal Oak. And then Lance is also a member of the Port Huron Yacht Club. So, and his wife is actually the chairman of this year's Mackinac race.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. She's running things this year on our side of things. You're not going to do the Super Mac, though, huh?
I guess not. No, that wasn't really my call. I certainly would have loved to have done that, but I think we had some crew that needed to get back to work, and including myself, and so hopefully we get up there sometime Sunday evening to the island, and then everybody has the opportunity to get back and get a week of work in and do it all again next Saturday.
All right. Supermax, a little tough. I know you ran the finish line here a few years ago when we did one. That's a long time on the lake. And then to get back into Port Huron and turn around a few days later and go back up to the island, you have to be really dedicated to spend that much time out on the lake.
Yeah, you do. This year, if you look at the scratch sheet, it's a lot of bigger boats. So the smaller boats have stayed away from doing that this year. You know, the thing is, you got to come back down to Port Huron anyhow once you do the race. So whether you do it in a race format or, you know, go port to port to get down to Port Huron, you got to come down this way anyhow. There is, I know, at least one local sailor that is doing the Supermac, and that is Grant Moore, and he is on a trimaran, and the name is escaping me right now. But he's in the multi-haul class, and the other two boats that are in that class are Earth Voyager and Rick's boat. That's escaping me right now. The boat that finished first.
I know the boat.
Rick Warner's boat.
Yeah. and that's
so
escaping
be fun
me too.
To watch. Yeah, that'll be fun to watch those two 60s, the trimarans, go at it for line honors for both, you know, for all three races, actually.
Yeah, and you knew once Rick's boat had the success that it's had the last couple of years that Earth Voyager would show up again.
Oh, you bet. Yeah. One of our members, Wayne Juris, who's also a trimaran sailor, he. Certainly being in the area and a former Earth Voyager guy himself, I think got the Howes back interested, and them seeing how well Rick's done with his boat, I think that's going to be fun to watch this year. Definitely going to be entertaining.
Yeah, they strike me as being very competitive, and they like to hold those records, and they don't want anybody to beat them.
Yeah, and I think it's a real friendly competitiveness. So I think that's really kind of a cool aspect to the race, you know. And like I said, that from a spectator standpoint, I think that is going to be fascinating to watch each portion of this race from, you know, Chicago to Mackinac, then obviously Mackinac down to Port Huron, and then the reverse trip next weekend. That is going to be fascinating to see those two boats go head to head.
You know, you brought up something just kind of as you're talking about you race to the island and you race back down to Port Huron. Is there any difference at all racing your boat north towards the island or south towards Port Huron? Is it the same kind of sailing or is it different kind?
Yeah, you know, I think there is a different feel to it for sure. You know, certainly, like I said, the trade winds, the southwesterly trade winds, you know, if you're going to go basically south or west, you're generally going to be at some point beating into those winds. You know, a lot of it is weather dependent. When the Supermac occurred, 2 years ago now, those boats came down Lake Huron with 30 knot north winds and they just flew right down the lake. You know, so you do have the ability to have a weather event, a cold front come through and produce something like that. But generally speaking, you're looking at southwest, westerly breezes. So going north is a heck of a lot easier than going south, unless you get that cold front and the high pressure system behind it and those strong north winds. That produces headaches, you know, and those are the things that occurred in the famous 1985 Port Huron to Mackinac race and the 1981 Port Huron to Mackinac race as well, where there were very strong north winds and the fleet really had to fight their way through that.
Yeah, that's terrible weather those years. Hey, was there an overnight regatta this year? I know Bayview Yacht Club, Port Huron Yacht Club likes to do something every year, and it's kind of like a nice warm-up for the guys that are going to do the Mackinac. It's usually a week or so before the event.
Yeah, Dennis, Port Huron Yacht Club hosted the Lake Huron International this year, which took off July 1st. We had, I think, a little over 20 boats. A couple of the big 70s were up for that event, actually three of them. And real light winds. The race was to Kettle Point on the Canadian side and back, and actually finished right in front of the Port Huron Yacht Club at Scenic Point there. And yeah, really great event. Equation ended up winning the event. They had a great start and led really start to finish. Some of the boats struggled with the light wind. Again, we had very light conditions that evening, but a beautiful night sail. And I think everybody got a nice little practice in for Mackinac.
Now, you're on details this year. You mentioned you sailed with Eric Schwanz a couple years ago. Of course, for a long time, you sailed with your dad and you did the family thing. And you had a couple of good years on Rowdy as well. So you've kind of run the gambit. You've done Cove Island. You've done the shore course. You've been on big boats. You've been on, I guess, medium-sized boats, whatever. What haven't you done in this race?
Geez. Well, let's see. I don't know if there is anything at this point.
We got to get you out there on a trimaran.
Every year though, you know, yeah, I haven't done it on a trimaran or a multi-haul. You kind of see something new every year. It's fascinating to have that debate, whether the Chicago or Port Huron Cove Island or Port Huron shore course. And for me, I think all of them give their own unique aspect to it. I think I'm kind of more of an old school guy because I grew up doing the Port Huron Cove Island course. That's what I enjoy. And now that I'm on a 70 footer that's a little faster, it's a little bit more tolerable compared to being on like my dad's Mirage 33 or Tigress, the Standfast 40 back in the day, or even Rowdy, I guess. But those guys will do a great job this year on that boat. And that's a nice aspect too. I've done one design racing in the Mackinac and then the perf racing, and those throw different elements as well. And all of it brings a kind of a unique competition that's a lot of fun this time of year, and certainly looking forward to it.
Well, you opened the can of worms. You mentioned one design, you mentioned perf. This year it's the latest and greatest, and I don't even know what it is. You want to try to explain it to me?
Yeah, it's ORR, and I'll tell you, how much time you got?
We got all the time you need.
When are we going to get into the Tigers? No, I'm joking.
I'll roll a chalkboard out, and you can try to explain this to us.
Yeah, Bayview has decided to align themselves a little bit more with Chicago. Chicago has gone with this rating system for a number of years now, and I think it streamlines everything for the sailors, but certainly I don't fully understand it at this point. The local racing we do, whether it be one design or the perf, the time on time or time on distance, is a little bit more understandable. This gets into more of a measurement kind of situation, and we'll see how it goes. It's going to be interesting to see how this program works.
So all that time that you were skipping out of geometry class and trigonometry and all that, you didn't realize you'd need it later to figure out if you won a boat race or not.
Yeah, Mrs. Gofarb's really ticked off at me right now, right? It is fascinating to see how that all plays out. And I guess, you know what, if we win, then it worked perfectly. If we didn't, then something's obviously wrong.
Yeah. Now, Tyson is a lurid Tiger fan. What do you think happens here in the next couple of weeks? Is it going to be the great sell-off, or are they going to end up having to stand pat?
I think it's going to be somewhere in between. I don't see them getting rid of like a Fulmer. I don't see them getting rid of the young talent like a Castellanos. I do see something pretty major happening though. You got to do something with JD Martinez. You can't. They're not going to be able to afford to keep him unless for some ungodly reason they could get Justin Upton to agree to a trade. I think Justin Verlander, it makes a lot of sense seeing him go somewhere else. That contract is just an albatross. And, I got to think a team like the Yankees or Cubs or someone in the Dodgers would be willing to take some of that on. So, yeah, I just hope, I guess the bigger picture to me is Al Avila the right guy to reconstruct this team after this, over 10-year run? That to me is a little bit debatable. I certainly had a lot of faith in Dave Dombrowski to do things like this, but I don't know. It's going to be interesting. The fact that Mr. I is gone and the team is, taking kind of a different direction, and the disappointment that's been this year. As you probably know, this is the first year your friend Jason Michalak there at the station and I have not gotten our season tickets, and I guess I'm not too disappointed right now.
Yeah, you're not missing much down at the ballpark these days. What would you do with Brad Ausmus?
I haven't been a fan of Brad Ausmus's since he left in Jabba Chamberlain in the Baltimore Orioles series back in, what was that, 15? Yeah. So I've been kind of sold on him for, or not sold, like wanting to sell him, I guess, for kind of a while. I think he's a smart guy. I think he has definitely a future as a major league, you know, baseball manager. I just don't think he's got this team. Boy, it seems like every button he pushes is just wrong. The only thing I can think of that has really gone quite well, that's not entirely true, but is when he sat Justin Upton down last year in August, which people were clamoring for well before that. You know, Justin Upton's been now an all-star since that time. I just really get confused with some of the maneuvers and how he's handled the pitching staff. And then, you know, throw on top of that, he hasn't had a lot to handle. You're given a closer at the beginning of the year, which now can't close anymore.
Yeah.
That's not his fault, you know, but I certainly would like to see them go a little different direction there. That's for sure.
All right. Always fun talking to you, Tyson. Go fast and have yourself, a safe couple of weekends too.
Yeah, you got it. We appreciate it. We'll probably see you around next week.
All right.
All right, have a good one.
See ya. There's Tyson Connolly joining us on the program. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back with more here on the Dennis Stuckey Show this afternoon here on WPHM.